Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to welcome you to this video and our YouTube channel here. If you haven't already done so, if you consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell so that you can stay current with our ministry here, we would definitely appreciate that. Also want to remind you, those of you that are into alt text sites, about our Rumble channel here. We're up to 82 subscribers on this Rumble channel. So we definitely appreciate all of you who have done this. So we've established this as an alternative should something happen to our YouTube ministry. In this video, what I want to do is I want to talk to you first about a Bible conference announcement about our upcoming 2021 West Michigan Grace Bible Conference here at our assembly, Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I want to make that announcement first. I want to talk to you about that. And then I want to talk to you about a free gift that's available only today, on Wednesday, June 30th, 2021, from my publisher, Dispensational Publishing House. So the first thing I want to do is talk to you about our Bible conference. So I'm pleased to announce that we are going to be having our normal fall Bible conference at Grace Life Bible Church. And I want to go over some information for you about this and put a bug in your ear about this now so that you can plan for this if you are interested in attending. So our theme this year is Philemon, Grace in Action. So this conference is going to be a study of the book of Philemon with an eye on making practical applications to us today as members of the Church of the Body of Christ living in the 21st century. What lessons are there in the book of Philemon that can impact us and help us to think soberly, righteously, and godly about our current circumstances? You're not going to want to miss this conference, so check out some of the other details here with me if you would. So it's October 24, 20, 22, 23, 24 at Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The theme again is Philemon, Grace in Action. And our speakers this year are David Osteen from Hope Bible Church in Georgia and Joel Hayes from Fellowship Bible Church in Orlando, Florida. Joel is the host of the Grace Life podcast. Those two brethren are going to be with us, and then I'm also going to be delivering a couple messages. So I just want to take a moment and go through the schedule and the topics with you so that you can see what this conference is going to be about. The conference starts on Friday, October 22nd at 6:30, and we're going to kick things off with an introduction to the book of Philemon by Joel Hayes. And then following that Friday night, Brother Osteen is going to talk about the character and reputation of Philemon. And then Saturday, we have a full day scheduled. Saturday, October 23rd at 9 a.m., I'm going to teach first on the issue of I beseech thee. And we're going to look at the language of grace and the issue of beseeching and how Paul uses that language throughout his epistles as he talks to us as members of the body of Christ living under grace today in this dispensation. Then at 10:15, Joel Hayes is going to talk to us about not of necessity, but willingly. Some things about the approach of grace to life and difficulties and circumstances. At 11:30 that morning, Brother Osteen is going to talk about perhaps hindsight isn't always 20/20. This is going to be about practical applications about God's working in time and some things related to that subject matter. So you're not going to want to miss that. Then we're going to have lunch together. And before we take a break for the afternoon, the church is going to be ordering pizza. And we ask if you plan on attending, if you consider making a $5 donation per person to help offset the cost of the pizza. We would certainly appreciate that. And then at 7 p.m. we'll be back at the church following an afternoon break, and I'm going to be talking at 7 o'clock about justice under grace, first century insight on 21st century problems, and then we will follow that up with an ice cream fellowship. And then on Sunday morning we will wrap the conference up at 9 a.m. Prepare Me a Lodging, an interesting look at Paul's fourth apostolic journey. Joel Hayes is going to talk to us about that. And then Brother Osteen is going to wrap the weekend up by talking about grace in action, living soberly in this present evil world. So, and then lunch will be provided following that by the church on Sunday, October 4. So, very excited about this meeting. This is the first public announcement I've made about it. So if you think this is something that you want to attend, make sure that you let us know. There's no cost to this meeting as far as expenses or registration or anything like that, except for our recommendation or request, I should say, that you help out with lunch on Saturday. Certainly, if you want to make a free will donation to help us offset the costs of the meeting, that would obviously be appreciated. but there's no cost to attend the meeting. And the other thing, as of right now, this could change, and if it does change, I'll update everybody. There will be no children's ministry on Friday or Saturday. We will have our normal Sunday morning children's ministry at the church on Sunday morning. So just be aware of those things. We're not saying you can't bring your kids, but we are saying that we're not necessarily going to be provided programming for them on Friday and Saturday. That's an intentional choice. In the past, our church would do conferences, and my own people would be working the whole time and not able to enjoy the meeting. And this meeting is really for our saints, for our assembly, and anyone who wants to come join us. If you have any questions, please let me know. If you're coming from a distance and would you like a hotel recommendation, please let me know there. And you can contact me through the church's website, gracelifebiblechurch.com, or call us at 616-308-8892. We're really excited about this meeting. We're excited to be back to an in-person meeting after doing a virtual meeting last year because of COVID. And so we'd like to invite all of you out there to attend and consider being a part of this meeting. Please share this video, like this video. If you think there's somebody in your life that might be interested in coming, you know, those of you that are in the north and would have always maybe wanted to meet Brother Osteen or Brother Hayes, they're going to be up here, and we'd love to have you attend this meeting. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about is the free gift that is being offered by my publisher, Dispensational Publishing House. So yesterday, I received this notification on Facebook: get a free Kindle book Wednesday only. That's today only, okay? Author Brian Ross has done a great job explaining Psalm 12, 6, and 7, and that's this book right here, The Preservation of God's Word. So to make it easy for you, I'm going to include in the notes a link to this on Amazon. And you can see here today that there is no cost on the Kindle. So the publisher, Dispensational Publishing House, is offering this as a free gift today only. So don't delay. Act now and pick up your free copy in Kindle format of The Preservation of God's Word, a close look at Psalm 12, 6, and 7. So mark your calendars on the conference. Click the link below. Check out this book, those of you that are into Kindle, and pick it up today for free, today only. So, as always, we'd like to ask you, if you haven't already done so, to subscribe to our channel here on YouTube and ring the bell so that you can get updates and stay current with the ministry. Also, don't forget about our church's Rumble channel here if you're into alt tech sites. And also, gracelifebiblechurch.com to check out all things related to our ministry there. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the book today. As always, we want to remind you, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as the only total complete payment for your sin and relied exclusively on his shed blood on the cross for your sin, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead as the only total complete payment for your sin, won't you believe that, trust that, and rest in that message today before it's everlasting too late? Thanks for your time. See you next time.